Tommy's Tavern.
Now, Buzz, have you got Pup with you?
They're just exchanging headphones. Got Marcus Thompson alongside me. Well done, Marcus. As well as the Pride Cup medalist, get $100 Leopold Sporties voucher.
Oh, hello.
I recommend you pass 50 of that to Trent West. How good is it, him feeding you every week?
It's unbelievable, mate. I really hope we can get him going for another couple of years. I'll give him as much as I can to make sure he sticks around. Look, it's fantastic. And I think something that probably people don't see from the outset is, you know, his voice and how his leadership out there. He's always driving us as a group, so to have him around is just unbelievable.
How big a win is this for the club from the outside? You know, people may not jump up and down about this, but internally, you've been close a few times this season without getting the 4 points. How important is this one to you?
Yeah, look, from the outset, you know, when you're sitting 2-8, I think people from the outside will probably think it's not a big deal, but internally, this is just fantastic reward for effort for a young group. Jace hit the nail on the head inside the rooms. He said, you know, last week we're 1-7. We've got 50 blokes here on a Tuesday and a Thursday, and everyone's trying to get better, which is just fantastic. And it's just great confidence and great reward for a young group. So, it's exciting, but we know we're just building and we want to try and, knock off a few of the better teams heading into the end of the season. So,
Pup, thanks for joining us. Kingy, Jace Doherty, Matt Kershaw in the K-Rock box. Does it add a performance today? Does that add to some of the frustration that those near run things during the year? I think you're 3 results by less than a kick, that if they go your way, I know it's hypothetical, instead of being 2-7, you're potentially 5-4 and right in the mix.
Yeah, that's a very fair call. We were disappointed to lose those games, but at the same time, under the circumstance that we've had a really young group all year, and yes, it would be nice to be sort of, you know, in the mix of finals, but we've just been making sure as a young group we're getting better, and today was a really great reward. And there was times where we were probably tested, and I was starting to think, you know, maybe it's going to go their way again, but it was really good that we could overcome that and finish off strongly.
In terms of GFL senior experience, you and Sammy Scott are the two most experienced out there today with 115 games each. So you've got the right now to run the rule over the kids. Who's impressed you out of the newcomers to the club? And you've got that great link to the Hampden region, and I know your family has a great link to the Western District as well, but you've also got some kids out of your under-19s as well. Who's caught your eye in this first half of the season?
Oh, there's been about 20 of them, to be honest with you. It is good. It's funny how quickly footy changes. You know, I felt like I was a young bloke, you know, only yesterday, and here I am, like one of the older fellas. The 3 boys, or the 3 19s that played today, Michael Case, Nick Ash, and Harry Waters, have a huge future in this club. And they all stood up again today. Case copped a bad knock in the second quarter, third quarter. Those boys, they just don't look out of senior footy at all. They play their role, and they're always asking questions, and that's what I love at training. You know, the boys are always looking to get better. And there's been a few throughout the year. Young Cody Chirkop, I think his last name is, and Rory Desnoy as well, played a game. He's in under 17. So all those guys have huge futures, and I can't wait to keep on working with them and making them better footballers.
When do you tell people you can't call me Pup anymore because I'm no longer a pup?
Well, geez, I've got plenty of grey hairs these days, so it's getting a bit awkward, really. I'm 25 and still getting called Pup.
And, 25 and grey hairs.
Yeah, no, it's not good. But, look, it's...
Better than being bald, Marcus.
Yeah, I guess so. it's probably something that's going to stick, I reckon. It rolls off the tongue pretty easily. So it's good.
And it must be so good, Marcus, to see these boys coming through the club, and that, you know, obviously being able to recruit players from outside, but having a core group that can come through and provide that extra fillip for you older guys too, to see that there's a future in the club.
Absolutely, and I think that's a real credit to the coaching staff and our recruiting, is that we went out and we recruited good young people and invested in our future. We've obviously got some great talent coming up, but to be able to sort of go out and, you know, get the James Cleavers, the Harris Jennings, even Liam Herbert and young Burgess, they've all got plenty of good footy in them. And even today you saw them, they're a great talent. So it's really exciting. And I think that's our key, is we're not just focused on, you know, winning a flag this year or next year. It's about building for the next 5 to 10 and being a powerful side. So it's really good.
Pup, obviously we've seen you guys a few times this year, and we do our research and watch some videos, but today I thought your scores from stoppages were really good. Did you feel that was a bit of a momentum swing for your midfield today?
Yeah, look, and that's something we're definitely working on. Lynchy's been pretty strong on us and making sure we can score more as midfielders. And it's probably something we've been trying to get the ball on the fly a bit too much. And then, you know, the opposition are getting it from their defensive 50 and clearing it. So we made a real... I guess, key to make sure we fight at the contest and then flick it around a bit and try and use our mids and open up the game like that. So I think Brocky Williams can kick three today, so that's great reward, and I think a few others might have kicked a couple. So, it's definitely a focus, and I'm glad that it sort of paid off today.
Yeah, excellent.
One of the great names in this club's history is your Uncle Mick. How stiff was he not to be in the 50 greatest Bellarine players of all time, Marcus?
Look, our family probably might have been a few text messages between us about it. But look, it was obviously some great names in there. Would have liked to see Mickey Thompson in there, but that's something that Mick, would have been embarrassed of if he was in there. He was always about the club and the team. So I guess it's one of those things, isn't it? It's
Where would he rank if they did a Bellarine top 50 toughest blokes?
I didn't get to see him play, but judging by the way he used to critique my games, he would have been probably number one, I would have thought. He was quite the harsh man. But he's someone I dearly miss, he's someone I always look up to with my footy. So.
Yep. You missed out on playing St Albans earlier, and you usually play for the Mickey Thompson Cup, don't you?
Yes, we do, yeah. So I'm hoping that later in the year when we play St Albans that we get the opportunity to play for the Cup. So it used to be a medal, but Jai Thompson won it 5 times in a row, so they turned into a cup instead. So.
How is your brother tracking along? Can you give us an update on, will we see him in 2022 running around in the number 14?
Oh, I'd love to. I would absolutely love to see him back playing footy. I really don't know. He's sort of taken it as it comes. He's got his own business and a young family. It's great to see him. He's back around the group, and he's providing plenty of advice to me personally, but also as a midfield group. So I'd love to see him back out there, and I've got no doubt we could sit him in forward pocket or something. Maybe he might sneak it at 2 o'clock, maybe 12 o'clock, not sure.
Has he had the surgery?
He has had the surgery, yeah, probably a month ago now. So he's on the road to recovery. It's probably going to be mid next year. But knowing Jai, he'll probably try and fight for round one.
Oh, what a play you could roll in the middle of the season. Jai Thompson, when the decks are a bit heavier and the football's a bit more contested. Gee, the number 14 rolls out for Leopold. Fantastic.
Just in a pocket.
Chuck him in there.
Yeah. Hey, Marcus, enjoy your $100 to spend at the Leopold Sporties. Courtesy of Paul Kelly and the team there. Maybe you can have a chat to PK and see if he can maybe just add a little bit of extra value to the 100.
Yeah, we'll wait and see, mate. I'll give 50% to Westie, as you said, and we'll go from there.
Well done, Marcus. Really appreciate your time. Congratulations. And I think we'll be seeing you in a couple of weeks when you take on St Mary's on a Sunday here on KROQ Football.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys. Love your work. Cheers.
Well done. Appreciate it. Thanks, Marcus. Marcus Thompson joining us on KROQ Football in the fifth quarter. Mammy's Tavern.